Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Have that dumb button ready, because I honestly have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth.
Get ready for takeoff.
There is no way that I'm tapping out now.
You're listening to Unkillable.
If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable.
Hosted by Brandon Tierney.
What's happening, everybody? Episode number 38 of Unkillable, otherwise known as the absolute most miserable podcast known to man. I'll get into a couple of things about the game in a second, but I'm at a very unique point with my Jet fandom. I honestly no longer give a shit. I don't care anymore. I truly don't care. You know, I've said often that I think one of the most dangerous, I think the most dangerous human emotion is apathy. Think about that. If you're apathetic in a relationship, that means that you generally don't have any interest in trying, which means there is basically no chance for it to improve or to find some sort of common ground or resolution. That's what it means to be apathetic. You know, your wife's nagging you about something, or you have an issue with your best buddy, any sort of, relationship example. And, and rather than digging down deep and trying to, self-reflect, maybe that's my fault. Maybe I was a little quick to judge. Maybe I was short-tempered. Maybe I misread what you meant. Whatever it might be, if you don't have if you don't have the will to try to, fix it, it's over. It's over, right? And I really don't think I have a will anymore to follow this absolute horseshit fucking joke of an absolute disaster fucking clown show. I'm done with these fucks. I'm done. I mean, I don't care. You know, why the fuck am I sitting here right now looking into a camera to talk about a team that is just, I said I wasn't even going to yell, but like, why am I here right now with the Yankees on where you guys can't see them? I've got the, I should be sitting down, locked in, excited, you know, about the Yankees, you know, and all that, even though they looked horrendous yesterday. And instead, I am sitting here, I guess, talking about a team that can't get to the quarterback. They can't force turnovers. They once again get destroyed on penalties. They are awful on third down. They can't hold on to the ball themselves. And when they do put it on the turf, they never recover their own fumbles. It's almost as if, I mean, if this was the 70s or the 80s, I may have thought, or I might think that the mob got their hooks into the Jets and like they're trying to lose on purpose to make money. But because gambling is now legal, I don't think that that happens anymore. So I'm going to throw that theory out as to why they suck. But really, why are we going to do this? You know, I do this. I say this every single week. I fire this thing up and I look into the camera, and within the first 4 minutes, you see me lean back in my seat. And I tell you, I literally say the same thing every week. This is how I watch the game, like this. You know, I'll give a couple of these, a couple of those, but really don't care. Really don't care. You know, what's terrifying, too, is that Aaron Glenn told us that they had a great week of practice. Wow. Coach, can you have a worse, more inaccurate read on your football team? I mean, that is terrifying. You know, I want to actually read you. Because I was so bored during the game, like every one of you, that I just went on a tweet barrage, just firing away. Right. Let's see here. Okay. First tweet. Holy shit. Our secondary is just awful. Next, and these are like 4 minutes apart. Then I just stopped because I'm like, what are you doing? No sacks. Next tweet. No sacks. No forced turnovers. Pass protection blows. That was actually horrendous today. That was alarmingly bad. I mean, I know we're better at run blocking than pass protecting, but wow. And obviously, Justin holds on to the ball way too much. Anyway, back to the tweets. Penalties, can't tackle, miss anything, question. Joe Namath tweets, I think this is like right before the game. I think it's about time we win a game. Let's go, Jets. And I subtweet Joe. Joe, we love you. We always have. We always will. But we're beyond pitiful. Now I'm looking for other people's tweets to pass my own time. I mean, how pathetic is that? Maybe 5 minutes after that, I really, truly don't even want to watch this game anymore. I'm this close, and I'm serious. Like, I'm this close to doing these post-game pods without even watching the games anymore. The pain and misery is basically gone. I'm getting to a point where I simply no longer care. And Lord knows I'm not alone. Sell the team, which I'm getting back to that in a moment. In soccer, this is a good idea. In soccer, and I'm not a big soccer guy, unless my kids are playing, and even then I get a little bored. Unlike all the other sports they play, but even soccer, I'm like, all right, is it almost over? In soccer, you get relegated. In the NFL, when you're this miserable, you should lose the ability to be seen on TV. All right. That would be great. Like, and I don't even know what, come on, Free, get that down, base hit. I'm not even sure what division it is, Europe. I don't know. I really don't know anything about soccer. But there are certain ones when you don't achieve a certain threshold, you get relegated, which means you go to a different division, you drop down, and then you have to earn your way back. I'm dead fucking serious. Like, when you're this bad, you should not be on television. Nobody should have to see this. Nobody should be subjected to this. Then poor Joe Namath tweets again. Then, and this is just, this makes no, Joe, I know you're trying. I'm not picking on you, Joe. I love you. Joe tweets, the best thing I've seen so far, he's asking a question, our loyal Jets fans supporting the team at MetLife today. Exclamation. Joe, there's 40,000 Cowboy fans, dude. What are you talking about? Much like there were 40,000 Steeler fans in week one. Now it's a little different because the Jets opened the season 0-4, and it did bother me, even though, you know, I understand if you have a chance to make some money back for what this team's done for you, which is nothing. I'm not going to begrudge you for doing that, even if you put them in the hands of the opposition. But I was disappointed that there were 40,000 Steeler fans there for Aaron Glenn's first game. That did disappoint me. I can't lie to you about that. All right, it's a high chopper. It's a tough play. Oh, God, base hit. First and second Toronto. This better not be one of those days. That's really nobody's fault. That was like a little banger off the turf, and Jazz tried to come in, maybe off the second bounce, couldn't barehand it. Even if he gets it, I think Vlad's going to beat that. First and second, one out here. Let me see that again. All right. Runner's not motion. One hop. Oh, that's a massive rocket to the moon. Two hop, as I said, Jazz. Yeah, all right. It had some spin on it. Yanks are in trouble. God, I'll let you know what's going on. Then the next tweet, I said, leave Luke Weaver in Toronto and leave the Jets in London next week. All right? Then I'll let you know that, again, for some idiotic reason, I'm going to go live at zeros here on YouTube. And then I just wrote, Gardner sucks, waste of money. And then I wrote, sell the team, comma, at Woody Johnson for. And isn't that really what it comes down to, guys? I mean, really, we can sit here. Although I could really challenge that statement. I'm going to invoke the Knicks here for a moment. So James Dolan's the same owner, right? And think about from turn that play. Jazz taking step on himself, plenty of time, over to one, bang, double play. Yankees out of it, no runs. All right. So 0-3, 0-4, obviously Larry Brown, and then you move into just more of a mess, and then you move into all the – and then it was pretty good with Woodson. But then most of the century outside of 4 years, maybe five, has been an absolute unmitigated disaster. Constant losing, constant turnover, coaches, GMs, failed draft picks, all that stuff, right? And the Knicks are now one of the top two, three defenders, not defenders, but, you know, top two or three contenders there. My brain scrambled from this team. Contenders, obviously, to win the championship. And it's not like James Dolan changed his approach. He happened to finally stumble upon the right person in Leon Rose, and he let him cook, and he let him do his job. And he had all these assets and made all these trades and acquired all this draft capital, held on to it, you know, hired a coach in Tom Thibodeau that was able to stabilize and bring some pride back to the program, play some defense, overachieve, take somebody like Randall, who you were never going to win a championship with as your top player, but certainly played hard, had a motor, was good. You know, I'd say a second-tier NBA player, not that top-tier superstar. And, like, the Knicks were elevated by playing with passion and purpose and with character, right? And then, you know, you get Brunson, you get what you get. You get to what I believe is their ceiling with Tom Thibodeau. And I believe, though disrespect, they rightly fired him. Now, I say all that because it's not like James Dolan changed at all. He didn't change one bit. Like, the Knicks media policy is still ridiculous. They still don't talk to anybody. You know, the Garden is still this very odd place. Like, if you have enemies, if you're an enemy of the Garden, you know, unfortunately, it seems that you're an enemy for life. He didn't change anything, James Dolan. He just finally, after, you know, 10, 12, 15 tries, coaches, GMs, finally got somebody good, let him do his job, stayed out of the way like he does with the Rangers. And here we are with the Knicks. They should be very, very, very good this year. So, you know, I just say that because as much as I want Woody Johnson to sell the team, you know, you could make the case that if Woody would have said to, whether it's Jim Harbaugh, somebody like that, you know, a couple of years ago, hey, here's the keys, autonomy, full power, I'm out of your way, here's the checkbook, do what you got to do, hire who you want, fire who you want, trade who you want, cut who you want, draft who you want. Like, if that would have actually happened, even though Woody is an awful, useless, losing owner, I promise you the Jets wouldn't be 0-5 in a laughing stock. If it wasn't for Tennessee, the Jets would by far be the worst team in football. Although, ironically, Pete Carroll, who is historically a really good coach as well, his Raiders team looks like they are comparably bad. Okay, but the point is, like, they're just obtuse. I don't even retweet them anymore. But there were points, you know, they're like, there's, and I know they've got a job to do, their social media team. So I'm not getting on the young, you know, the young kids coming up, trying to get their hustle on and trying to make a mark. I'm really not. I appreciate that. I respect that. But like some of the things, even that they tweet, it's just idiotic. Like read the room, you know, like you're down by three touchdowns, Breece, you know, Breece breaking ankles in the open field. Oh, okay. Wow. Amazing. Did you tweet that Breece can't hold on to the fucking football anymore? Did you tweet that? What else really? Oh, this one is always an interesting one. You know, black on black unis. Hey, oh, we're cooking green helmets, white shirt, green pants with the fire emoji. No one cares, dude. Nobody. It doesn't matter what you wear. You suck. And you, I am now honestly of the mindset that you will always suck. And I really, truly just don't care. I don't care. I don't even know. Does my daughter have a soccer game next Sunday? Because football for my son, I'm just checking Game Changer, Team Snap, all the stuff. The football's on Saturdays. Baseball's a little fall baseball during the week and Sunday nights, whatever. If my daughter has an – I mean, I'll be at her game anyway. But if she has an early game on Sunday, I'm not watching one fucking second of this London game. Now she's got to buy. Of course she's got to buy. Yeah. So I don't even get out with the soccer. You know, it really is just sad. What does this team do well? Listen, I understood when they signed Justin Fields, and I'm not just going to crush Justin Fields. Go, oh, Stanton's swing just looks broken. 3-2, was that a changeup? That was some. Was that a splitty? I missed it by a mile. I mean, Grisham's Yankees not hitting a lick, even in beating Boston. They're not hitting at all. So the experiment and the test brought of Justin Fields, I got it. You know, I got it then. And I still get it to an extent. They got one wide receiver. You know, I mean, that's it. Again, the other guys are complete non-entities. Jazz pops up. Yankees looking a little lifeless with the stick so far. Fantastic. So they don't really have a lot of weapons on offense in terms of guys that are going to win one-on-one. So I thought it made sense to go out there, get an athlete who is an elite runner, had shown, and I talked about this on previous pods, had shown incremental progress as a passer. And I mean incremental, like, you know, 62 to 64 to 66, like at least in the somewhat passable territory. The turnovers were going down marginally. And I'm like, okay, it's worth it. You didn't give him a lot of years. You know, you didn't give him a ton of money, $20-something million. They can get out of it next year if they have to or if they want to. And $20-something million now is not a lot of money. You got guys making $40-50 million soon to make more than that. But you watch him try to process stuff. And they said it during the broadcast when I was actually listening. He takes the longest to get rid of the football, you know, which means he's not seeing things fast and he's, you know, whether it's a progression thing, who the hell, I'd have to look at the All-22 tape for tonight, which I will at some point. Is anybody really open? Probably not, outside of Garrett Wilson. And honestly, with him, probably not even him all the time, because what do you think? He's not double-teamed basically every play. So it is just, I mean, we're at the end, dude. Like, we're at the end of the rope. You just reach a point where it's really hard to care about something that just doesn't give you anything in return. Could swing, McMahon. Sit. Right at him, line drive. Could swing, though. They don't give you anything. They give you, well, I mean, they give you all negative stuff. They drain you of money. They drain you of will. They drain you of passion. They drain you of focus. They drain you of sleep. Because after, especially after a night game when they always lose, you can't go to sleep. They drain you. They just suck the life out of you. You know, and I am actually at the point, I really don't even care anymore. And I think if you followed me for a while, I remember even saying this like before I got married and had kids. And then when you change kids, when you do have kids, things change a little bit because your mindset, you just mature. But I remember like early days on the radio saying, you know, oh, when I have kids, they're going to be Jets fans and Yankees and Knicks and St. John's and that's it. And they have no options. And no matter what, that's what they're going to root for. And for the most part, that's the deal. I mean, Yankees, of course, St. John's, of course, Knicks, of course, and Jets for my son. My daughter's like with mommy for Dallas, which is fine. Good for her. And I think I said this on the podcast, maybe the radio, but I'm pretty sure I said it last week. right before Justin Fields had that 46-yard, 42-yard touchdown run, he looked at me and he said, "Dak, can we just root for somebody else?" Literally the play before he ran there. And I said, "Come on, you know that that's not how we're built." But you know what? I'm also not built for this anymore. I just really don't have the bandwidth to care about this team. Just why would you? Why would you care about this team? I really don't know anymore. I don't know what the answer is. I really wish I did. Let's see some of these comments. These should be funny today. Let's go to the comments here. The first one, I saw Rex's name. Now, the problem with this is because they come in fast, all right? So when I'm reading something, they kind of change. So a lot of times I have to take a piece of what you write and then try to, you know, connect it or extrapolate what you mean. Joe Meningo still cares. He does. God bless Joe. God bless you. Honestly, you're right. Joe does care. But I'm pretty sure that, like, when Joe was my age, I know his daughter's older, much older than mine. I mean, my son's 10, my daughter's 9. I think his daughters are, I think they're in the 30s, maybe 40s. I don't think Joe was at, maybe I'm wrong, I don't think Joe was at a field every Saturday or Sunday, you know, watching sports and watching your kids, you know, play everything. By no means is that a knock at Joe. Please, if anybody interprets it that way, it's not even close to being like that. I'm just giving you my reality. Like, my reality is there's always going to be a shift in your life where things that really matter to you, it kind of changes a little bit. And really, one of the first things that happens is golf, you know, like things like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, I used to play a ton of golf, you know, 30 times a year, every Saturday, every Sunday, during the week, just go on trips, play all the time, right? Because I had to answer to one person, myself. And then obviously, you know, you have kids, and if you love watching them play sports, you don't want to play golf. You want to go and watch them do their thing. So even though I still get out, 10 times a year, and I'm horrendous, whatever. I just go out to have fun now. So that dissipated. There's a rocket down the line. All right, let's see what kind of arm Judge has. In the corner. Now that, oh, Jesus, that's going to be a triple. Judge just misplayed that. That's got to be a triple. That's a triple. Oh, this is going to be one of those fucking days. I could feel it. I can feel it already. So that was a liner off of Fried. Varsho, lefty, smashed it down the line. Initially, I thought Judge would cut it off. Here's the replay. Looks to be some sort of a little sweep or maybe a slider. And he didn't cut it off. So I thought he was going to. So I'm like, I want to see where the arm is, maybe for a play at second. But then it actually hit the corner of the wall and it ricocheted right over his glove and then went to the wall by the foul pole and a stand-up triple. And there's a pop-up to deep left and there's a fucking home run. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
Let me just compose myself here, because I've got to watch what lines I cross. 2-0 Toronto. Was that Clement? Yeah, Ernie Clement. He was out in front of that too. All right, so Fried doesn't have good stuff. Yo, Yankee bats, you better wake up. You better wake up. Don't give me singles today, Judge. How about hitting a fucking bomb? Can we do that in the postseason? So, as things start to fade based on the increased things you have to squeeze into one schedule, golf goes away. And then like the trip maybe, or the trips plural, to Atlantic City that I would enjoy with my buddies, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a year. Go play golf, go play blackjack, go out, have a couple drinks, get a nice steak dinner. Don't do that as much anymore, right? And then obviously, you know, I'm a family guy, so I'm not out during the week drinking. I'm not out during the weekend drinking. If anything, maybe I'm in my backyard, the fire pit, a couple of buddies come over, sit out there with my wife, whatever it might be. You know, maybe once a weekend for a couple of hours to unwind. I'm home. I'm present, right? So all those things that I used to, like, that were paramount. Yeah, he was really out in front of that. That's a good piece of hitting. Wow. Kept his hands back nice. You got to give credit on that. He was fooled. So all the things that were centrally, you know, on my mind and paramount to my free time. But the Jets should not be on that list is my point after that twisting road of finally getting to my point because of the Yankee interference here. Like, that should not be on the list of things that I'm willing or contemplating giving up. But here we are. Like, I don't know what they do well. Like, the scary part, like, all right, and again, I'm not going to just harpoon Fields, doesn't have a lot around him, and ultimately not going to be the guy. But at least he's average, and he's better than Zach, and he's better than some other schleps we've had over the years. But he's not going to be the guy. We know this, right? So they got to obviously retool the offense. Garrett's the old, I'd let Breeze. I would have traded Breeze this offseason. I tweeted that. Like, you know, you're not going to give him big money. You know, so if you want to trade Breeze, trade him. Who cares? What I don't understand is how swiftly and how demonstrably the defense has eroded. What the hell has happened to the defense? Now, I know they look different when Jermaine Johnson's not out there, but geez, Jermaine Johnson's not J.J. Watt. I mean, it shouldn't change that much. You know, and everybody tells me, here we go, I'm probably saying something that completely contradicts the numbers. Our shallow pop out to left. Going to top three, Yanks down 2-0. But because I know he and I do check this stuff, the analytics, the metrics. I know oftentimes Quinnen Williams's PFF is good. I know that. But what does he do? Like, I don't see him really do anything. I don't really see him get a lot of sacks. I don't see him just, I know he's a man that commands double teams. I get the value there. All right, football 101. If you got a beast in the middle who's getting, you know, two guys for the most part, theoretically, that should open up another lane for somebody to do their job and make it easier. It doesn't, but it should. So I know that he's got more value than I'm professing right now. I know he's really good. But, like, people talk about Quinnen Williams like he's in the middle of, you know, forced fumbles and strip sacks, you know, every single week. I never see it. Never see it. Never see it, ever. So, and don't even get me going on Sauce. On Gardner. You know, Gardner. Yeah, let's give him all that money. Yeah, I know. Your PFF's fine, I'm sure. Okay, wow. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. Pickens was hand-fighting with you as well. I know. How about you hand-fight a little bit more aggressively? How about a little bit more stronger? How about when the hand-fighting's done and the play is there to be made, how about you knock the ball down instead of getting burned for a touchdown? How about that, Gardner? Can you do that? You can't do that. No, you can't. We know you can't tackle because you weigh about 173 freaking pounds. Can you make a play? I mean, this is year four. This fucking guy never picks the ball off. It is unbelievable. What a waste of money Gardner is. Garrett's the man. Nothing but love and respect for Garrett Wilson. Stud. I mean, now we get some stuff on Muji. What else? This uncensored BT is bleeping awesome. What do you want me to tell you? You know, I mean, honestly, guys, I'm just going to call for what it is. I'm like you guys. I'm like you. You know, I really am. I didn't grow up wanting to be a broadcaster. I grew up wanting to be a baseball player. All right. And I always listened to the radio, even up at Marist. You know, I would have it on and I could barely hear it. And like when I was even in my dorm room, like one of my best friends, Rob Still, and one of my old teammates, you know, that's when what we had. I lived off campus 1 year. I stayed at my ex-girlfriend's house another year a lot. So, but I would make him fall asleep to the fan. You know, and our beds was like a little jail cell. Like my bed was here and his bed was here. Not much there except like Sega, you know, and maybe a few dip cups and an empty pizza box. And I'd fall asleep and he'd say, B-man. That's what he called, B-man. Come on, can you shut? Nah, I got to listen to it. I got to listen to it. And even when I was at my ex-girlfriend's, I got to listen to it. Got to listen to it. Got to hear it. Got to listen to the fan. So I am like you. I remember 1 year in college, I had a lot of baseball games during the summer. So, you know, I had to get a job that had some flexibility. And one of my dad's good friends owned, still does, a construction company. So I was up in South Bronx and we were demoing this building and I was there. It was so much fun. I was there with a jackhammer. I was there, you know, mallets and just smashing walls down. It was so cathartic. It was actually a lot of fun. So, but I say that because I was able to leave early to go to my games because he's like, yeah, he knew I was a ball player in college. And I remember during my lunch break, I would get an hour and I would go sit in my car and I would listen to Russ and the Schmooze. This is the year that I was working construction. They were on in the middays, right? And I would inhale this like you guys do, putting on the radio, listening to the podcast, checking out social media. Obviously, being a sports fan now is very different than it was back in the day. You know, I used to read the papers from when I was 7 years old, the sports section, 7, 8, 9, then eventually kind of read the whole, strike three, Volpe, the whole newspaper. And so I am a fan. Like I had season tickets for a couple of years. I was a lunatic when I used to go to these games. I'm still a lunatic to an extent. But I just don't know how much more I have in me. I'm not going to lie to you, man. They have just sucked the life out of me slowly, but surely there's just not a whole lot more to give because they just don't reciprocate. They just don't give us anything. They forget about wins. Most of the time, they don't even give you a competitive four quarters, which is, I mean, it's brutal when you lose in the fourth quarter late. But it's a different emotion when, like, you're not even competing. Like today, like, all right, they had a couple of cosmetic touchdowns late, whatever. But you just sit there and you know that there's, is that another strikeout? This kid looks absolutely filthy. Strikeout Wells. I mean, they're missing the ball by a mile. Man, oh, man. And I don't know if I want to root for this team anymore. I'm just being totally forthright with you guys. Like, to the point where I'm just saying, you know, pack up the podcast and just do my usual stuff on WFAN. Because I'm sitting here on, now, it's almost a little bit too warm, but I got a hoodie because my house has air, it's actually cold in my house. But this light is hot, so whatever. I'm getting hit from every direction here. Oh, God. I sit in my house on these 75, 80, 85 degree days, and I don't know why I do it. And I go through the same routine. You know, was at my daughter's game today, soccer, which was fun. Tough game, tie. She actually had a good look at a game-winning goal. Goalie made a great save. Got to give her credit, the other goalie. But they were up one zip, and the other team scored late. So, you know, tough loss. My wife coaches, so I just sit there in my chair, spit seeds, and watch. And then she takes the kids home, and I always go when I get the sandwiches. You know, my kids want eggs on a roll, whatever. I'll get the whole routine. I'll get, you know, the salt and vinegar chips. You know, today I had the roast beef extra thin, the extra mozzarella, you know, a little mayo, a little trace of pesto today. My wife had ham and mutz, you know, whatever. Get the root beer, get the rice balls, get all the shit that I get. Come in, time it out perfect, walk in the door, it's 12:40. All right, here we go. Fantasy team's in check. We're all set. All right, by the way, that's one thing that's working out well. My fantasy team, finally. I've been terrible the last couple of years at that, too. I didn't care about fantasy football the way that I used to because the Jets have even sucked the life out of that. So the sandwiches are spread out. It's supposed to be a fun day in the house. My wife's a Dallas fan. My daughter's a Dallas fan. My son's a Jet guy. I'm a Jet guy. House divided. You know, my wife puts on a little Facebook post, house divided. Within Lord knows how long, I'm like, this sucks. My son busts out his iPad. Another strikeout. This is, this fucking kid's looking like Schlittler from the other night. Every time I look, it puts strikeout. Well, strikeout. Volpe, strikeout. Stanton, strikeout. Grisham, strikeout twice. He's got to have six punchouts. Wow. And they're going down quick. Ugh. Hey, Ed, do me a favor for one sec, all right? Where's my guy, Evan? Did he die? Did the Jets kill him? He's still alive. He's still alive. There he is. Do me a favor. I'm going to try to read some of these comments. Can you just, I mean, I can do it, but I want to be able to do this at the same time.
Yeah.
Just look up the Jets records, you know, Jets history. And I want, when you find them, just pop back in if you can. And just go in descending order. So start with this year, 0-5, you know, 24, 23. I just want to, even though I know him, I just want to hear the records again for this. Okay. I want to hear it again. Just see if it resonates, if it's going to hit me any differently, even though I know this rotely. Just hammer them back in when you find them, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah, just jump in. You didn't have to. Just jump in when you're ready. It's all good. All right. The Yankees. I'm not going to get into the Yankees on the Jet Pod, even though, I mean, I'm watching them, but I'm not going to start reading the – all right. Next Dodgers, Mets. I may as well just turn this into a New York sports cast, honestly. It'd be more fun. America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, killed unkillable. Get a grip. Dallas, what in the world has Dallas done? Like, that's your flex? That you beat the shit Jets? That's your flex? You haven't. Here's what I would recommend to that Cowboys fan. I'm not going to quite recommend it this harshly to my wife because, well, she's my wife, but I could say this to that guy or gal. Go on Netflix. I think it was Netflix. Watch the 8 episodes of America's Team, right? Go relive past glory. And so, and while maybe while you're doing that, maybe I could go and watch the 96 Yankees World Series tape again that I got for a VHS Christmas gift from my mom back in 96 because it's the same thing. You want to keep living in the past? Go for it. I mean, down America's Team. America's Team, my ass. You know how many teams I can name that are beyond America's team? First of all, you go with the Buffalo Bills. I would even submit, when Lamar's healthy, the Ravens, the Niners, Seattle a couple of years ago, obviously the Eagles, who were defending champions. In your own division, you're not even the fucking team. You know? The Steelers, who make the playoffs every year. They don't win either, but maybe that's not the best example, but you know what I mean. The Chiefs, who have one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and I like Dak. Dak is good. I've got a lot of respect, profound respect for Dak Prescott. He's a winner. He is tough. I think he's a great guy in terms of character. But it's the rest of the circus that you guys can't get a grip on. America's team, get the hell out of here. All right, let's see here. Now we're going to get people ragging on the Cowboys fans. I'm going to stop there. But Giants fan here, same boat mostly for 10 years. I hear you, but at least you got four Lombardis. I know. Now, I will. That's interesting because, like, the giant Yankee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Jet Met thing, it's interesting. Now, the Yankees are always good, whether or not they're going to be good enough to get past Toronto, we'll see. But they haven't won since 2009. All right, so I'm a Yankee fan, and like, it's old. Like, you got to win a championship. You got to pop through and punctuate and win at some point here. You know, again, my father-in-law always says, you can't always dump yesterday's resume on the table because it means nothing today. And it's a great expression. Military man. It's a great expression. What you did yesterday, who cares? What does Tony Soprano say? One of my favorite lines from him in The Sopranos. And I've said this before, the lowest form of human communication begins with, does anybody know? Anybody want to jump in on the comments? The lowest form of human communication begins with, I'm going to say it, remember when. Oh, remember when Dallas did this with Michael Irvin. Oh, remember when we had Troy Aikman. Oh, remember when the Yankees won the World Series in 2009. Yeah, we remember. Great. What is it doing today? Nothing. Speaking of the Yankees, I didn't even tweet this out, but I'll let you guys know. Tomorrow, A-Rod's going to join me and Sal at 1 p.m. on The Fan. Going to be awesome. So we locked that up. I had a chance to have lunch with Alex about 2 months ago. And yeah, he's locked in. He'll just text during Yankee games. Like, he is a baseball savant. He's a pretty good texter too. Like, he'll just text out of nowhere, like about a pit sequence. Like, he's dialed in. So I said, hey, you got to come on the show with me and Sal. He said, I will. So this was 2 months ago. And I asked him to get a month ago. He said, once we get to October, I'll come on. And so he's coming on tomorrow, 1 o'clock with me and Sal. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, but remember when Dallas this, nobody cares, Yankees that, 0-9, whatever. But the Giants, which is comparable to the Yankees, and I understand it. So from your perspective as a Giant fan, your level of tolerance for what they give you now and have really for a while outside of 2022, was that the good year when they beat the Vikings, 2022? I think 2022. I mean, it's you're basically the Jets, but if you're old enough, and I would imagine everybody's old enough to have seen at least the last two, and if you're really old enough, well, then you saw all four. I've seen none. Now, I know, again, that almost contradicts the resume thing. No, it doesn't. But it gives you at least a baseline base hit. Freed does not have his good stuff today. That's a 97-mile-per-hour laser up the middle. Yanks are in fucking trouble here. Yankees are in deep trouble. First and third, one out. And Guerrero just split that right up the middle.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. When your computer breaks, you don't wait for it to magically start working again. You fix the problem. So why wait to hire the people your company desperately needs? Use Indeed Sponsored Jobs to hire top talent fast. And even better, you only pay for results. There's no need to wait. Speed up your hiring with a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Of all the days you do not want a bullpen game, this is the day. And I'm serious. Leave Luke Weaver at the border. I mean, anyway, dude. All right, F, go ahead. What do you have on these beautiful, glorious records? Let's hit it.
All right. So 0-5, obviously, this year. Last year, 5-12.
Okay.
The year before that, 2023, 7-10. 2022, 7-10. 2021, 4-13.
Yep.
2020, 2-14. 2019, 7-9. 2018, 4-12. 2017, 5-11. 2016, 5-11. 2015, 10-6.
That's a year. And even when they win 10, they still don't get to the playoffs. Why? Because they shit the bed last week up in Buffalo when Fitzpatrick played like ass.
Yeah, literally.
Keep going.
We got 2014, 4-12.
Woo!
2013, 8-8.
All right.
2012, 6-10.
There, that's more Jets like. There we go.
2011, 8-8. So they split the 8-8s with a 6-10.
Yes.
And then we got 11-5 in 2010. That was when they lost in the conference finals.
Now you can stop. I know from there. I got you.
And then we go.
I just wanted the thread of awfulness there. That's where the thread of awfulness kind of ends. Although really it's the thread my entire life, if you really think about it.
What else here?
I remember when. So a lot of people did get that line there. There you go. Colts, you know, it's funny. Colts Eye era was more fun than this. Somebody just tweeted or messaged. I mean, maybe it's easy. It wasn't fun in real time going 1-15 and 3-13 and then 1-15. But I feel like that Jets team had more talent. And am I just being a prisoner of the moment? I mean, at least then you had Mo Lewis, you had Marvin Jones, you had Krebet, you had Morrell before you had, well, then you had Curtis, but you had Morrell, who's a good running back. You had Keyshawn, first pick in 96. You had at least a good blocking tight end in Kyle Brady. That's going to be a run. Oh, God. 3-0. Little four hopper soft topper to first base Rice fields it over to Fried covering. Two out, 3-0 Toronto, man on second. Who else was on that 90? Aaron Glenn was on that team, obviously. So, I don't know. You know, trust me, it was not fun winning 4 games in 2 years. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it's been so strung together for so long that it just seems worse now. Or maybe it just is worse. I don't know. Like, the longer you go without showing any sort of improvement, the more frustrating it gets. Like, think, you know, I mentioned before about how priorities change as you get older, like playing golf, right? Think about if you're, I don't know, 100. Oh, God. Base hit, double down the line. That might be who's running? That's a double. I don't know if Rice could have knocked that down. That was hit pretty hard. They're smoking him. They are absolutely smoking him. 4-0, man on second. Yankees getting drilled. So if you're a golfer, right, and you shoot like 103, 104, 106, and you just never, oh, he could have maybe knocked that down. Let me see. It's definitely hit him. Nah, that ball's by him. I got to be fair. If he's played over a half a foot, he's going to knock it down. I don't think he could have made that from where he was positioned. But if you never show any progress, like if it's constant worm burns and hooks out of bounds and duffs on chips and four putts, like at some point, don't you just have to say, like, what am I doing? Like, why am I even going to come out and waste 4 hours? Unless you just want to go out there and get rip roaring drunk or high just to get, I don't know. And some of you do that. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not necessarily looking to do that. You know, I'm not saying I won't have a few pops, have a little bit of fun, but I'm out there to play golf when I do play. But if you're not getting better and you're not out there just to have fun and party, at what point do you say, you know, I'm not going to the course anymore. I'm not going to waste money. I'm not going to buy any of these golf devices or golf aids that are making me better, or new clubs or new balls, or look at my swing speed, or go and get lessons, or go to the range and bang balls. Like, if you're not getting better, why are you going to keep going? And like, I'm serious, man. And I'm signing off now because I'm going to go watch this Yankee. Oh God, Fried is upstairs by a mile. He has nothing. He's got 40 pitches and he's not even out of the third inning yet. You know, I don't know if I'm going to do this a whole lot longer. I'm not even saying this for like theatrics, like, oh, you know, the diehard Jet fans tapping out, you know, I'm very just close to just saying, hey, I can't breathe. You hurt me. I give up. I can't get out of this move. Ref, you know, dude who's basically killing me, I tap out. I'm done. I give up and just slink out of the ring or the octagon, whatever. Say, you win, uncle, you got me. And really, honestly, just not pay attention to these guys. Another base hit. Wow. He's going to be safe at home, too. This is a disaster. Holy shit. Wow. It's 5-0. You know, and I know that invariably somebody will say, well, what are you going to do when the Jets get good, if and when they ever get good? Well, that's why I wouldn't root for another team, because I just that is against, that counter to who I am. I could never do that, ever, ever. Although at this point, really, because he's 10, if my son wanted to, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't stop him. I really wouldn't. So as long as you don't adopt another team, I don't think you're conflicted. Like, if and when the Jets ever find their way out of this hellhole to nowhere, and they, you know, they find a quarterback and he's a stud and they win 12, 13 games, fuck it. I'll jump back in. All right. Yeah, whatever. Call me Johnny come lately. Call me, oh, you quit. Oh, you don't deserve to come back. Call me whatever you want. I don't really care. I don't really care. But this weekly nonsense is just, you know, it's there's really nowhere else to go. And maybe it's a little different with Aaron Glenn, more so than like Gase and Salah, because he's one of ours and he was so good a player, and his demeanor, the press conference, you know, we're not the same old Jets. You know, his words were, hey, we're the New York Jets and we're built for this shit. That's what Aaron Glenn told us. Yeah. Looking good. you know? But those words resonated with me. So I watched Aaron for his first game out of A&M. And he was a baller, scrappy, really good. Like, I know this is going to sound nuts, but Aaron Glenn was maybe two more good. Like, he wasn't, if you have a Hall of Famer here, like, Aaron Glenn was not that far away. Like, if he was on a team that won and he had maybe two more good seasons, you can make the case Aaron Glenn's borderline Hall of Famer, you know? And I just felt like he was coming in with no-nonsense attitude and was going to just drill them into a team that looked different and was different. But it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening now. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen for him. I'm not even getting into that now. But it's certainly not happening for me. So I'll watch the games if I'm home. Maybe I'll do the podcast. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I got to think about that. I got to see what business commitments I have with this, quite frankly. We'll see. But I do appreciate all you guys. I really do. Because we all deserve better. And it's just a constant stream of pain and endless torture. And I don't care how resilient we are or how unkillable we are. There you go. I mean, we all have a threshold where it's just like the anger subsides. And you just like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I don't really need these guys anymore in my Sunday. So I'll still get the roast beef, still bet some games, still, you know, punching the fantasy lineup. Still do my job with the Jets and the Giants, but I don't know. I got to see what I'm going to do here. So if I'm out, buddy, I am out. I am out, man. I am checking out today. I will I'll catch you guys tomorrow on the fan for sure. Don't forget 1 p.m. We got A-Rod coming up on our show with me and Sal and 0-5. 0-5. Just let that one sit in. I know you already have. So I didn't really read a lot of comments. I will. I appreciate you guys chiming in. I will see them after. I trust. I promise. I mean, you know, people asking about Sanchez, people cutting jokes about Sanchez. I can't get into that stuff, except to say that I hope he's okay. And apparently he got arrested. So I don't know what happened. We'll find out fully, even though we have some details. But it's just not a good weekend for anything surrounding or attached to the Jets. So I'll catch you on the fan tomorrow. All right, guys, I appreciate it. You know I do. All right, spread the word about the pod. Get it out there. Download it. Spotify, Apple. I'll catch you. Bye.
You realize there are endless reasons to celebrate when you gather with those you love. Lopezan Costa Bavaro is more than a resort. It's a stunning destination where unforgettable moments with your loved ones come to life. That's the spirit of celebration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.